Democrats in the House and Senate have filed a number of ethics bills, none more than Senate Minority Leader Keith Ingram. But the Senate committee set to evaluate his legislation hasn't a single Democrat on it. And as Bobby Ampezon of Arkansas Public Media reports, at least one Republican says he's leaning against the amendments.
State Senator Keith Ingram's ethics bills range from prohibiting elected officials from forming more than one political action committee or taking loans from lobbyists to allowing lawsuits against judges found to have taken bribes. This last one's a legislative rejoinder specific to the felony conviction of Faulkner County Circuit Judge Michael Maggio.
In the Maggio case is the one, obviously, that I'm referring to. The judgment was lowered from roughly $5 million to $1 million. That judgment still stands. That family is still out the $4 million that the judge has admitted taking a bribe for.
Five of the six ethics amendments sponsored by the senator from West Memphis lead the agenda for the Senate committee that deals with governmental affairs, but they didn't get a hearing this week. It's not unusual. You know what they say about committee agendas and best laid plans. Anyway, Ingram's bills are still gathering endorsements and even co-sponsors. State Representative Clark Tucker of Little Rock has sponsored four more, and both Democrats use the term nonpartisan to describe their approach.
A lot of this is just, I would say, cleanup and common sense.
But Republican State Senator Bart Hester of Cave Springs said ethics reform is entirely in the purview of his party, the majority party.
You know, that's why I think they got out early. They put a lot of time and effort into it. But if an ethics reform package comes through, it'll be something that the Republicans fully support or something that we present.
Hester is one of the eight Republican members of the Senate committee that'll examine Ingram's package.
You know, they're restricting the amount of time people can gather money for campaigns and retire debt. I think what that is, that's a direct attack on the poorer Arkansans. You know, it says that, hey, us wealthy people that don't need to raise money and don't need to retire debt, us elitists, we're going to get to continue to stay in office, and the poor people don't have a chance. And I think those are some of the things that I totally disagree with.
Ingram expects about a dozen Democratic ethics amendments to come up this session, about 10 of which he's sponsored or co-sponsored. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampezon, Arkansas Public Media.